Everything cast a shadow. Written by Black Cat and read by K-Burb. This is a Clone Wars fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Tholme / Nico Dyeth, and is tagged with Alternate Universe Canon Divergence, Alternate Universe Everyone Lives / Nobody Dies, Humor Pass Dooku / Nico, Romance, and Hurt / Comfort. The sigh from the doorway of the cell is very familiar and very, very aggrieved. Tholme, Nico says, and doesn't even bother to get to his feet. He's finally found a comfortable rock, after all. Poking your nose into my business. How entirely unexpected. Tholme rolls his eyes. After all the practice rolling his eyes at Anya over the years, it's a truly impeccable execution. Do I even want to know what you did to that poor creature? He asks, even as he hauls the door open wide with a screeching of gears. Nico snorts. That poor creature is a rancor, he says, waving a hand at the slumped and trembling beast. And it tried very hard to eat me. You would have given it indigestion, Tholme counters, unimpressed, but he goes down to one knee in front of Nico, frowning. He has a severe face, for all his center is made of spun fairy floss and marshmallow, and that frown isn't helping it. You're hurt. Dooku, Nico says viciously, and Tholme's mouth tightens, expression sliding into something dangerous. I had wondered who was strong-willed and manipulative enough to make three huts work together, Tholme says grimly. Is he still nearby? After I stabbed him through the stomach? Potentially, Nico says, and catches his breath as Tholme gently pulls his hand away from his side. His robes are soaked through, but mental tricks have always been much more Nico's strong suit. Even what rough, slapdash healing John is capable of has never come naturally to him. I see he stabbed you right back, Tholme says, frown deepening. This isn't a lightsaber wound. Nico waves a dismissive hand, though doing so makes his vision spin a little more than he anticipated. Not Dooku, that apprentice of his. He pauses, grimaces. Forced apprentice. I freed him from a Night Sister's control, and he attacked us both and then ran. Dooku got punched in the face. It was immensely satisfying. Tholme snorts quietly. I'm sure it was, he says dryly, and presses his hands to the wound. Nico hisses at the feeling of flesh healing over, grabs. Tholme catches his hand, gripping tightly. Easy, Nico, he says quietly, and Nico gives up on any attempt to remain upright, slumping forward and dropping his head on Tholme's shoulder as he tries to catch his breath. There's a pause, and then Tholme sighs quietly, wipes his hand off his own robes, and cups the back of Nico's head. When I heard from Noel that someone had taken you, he says, soft, I found myself very alarmed. Nico makes a rude sound, though he doesn't quite want to lift his head. Tholme is warm, and the dungeon has been very cold for a very long time. A lover's spat, didn't you call it? He mocks, and Tholme takes a breath. I deserve that, he says, the noble bastard. But your relationship with Dooku is complicated. You mean I'm the only person who can drive him into an apoplectic fit of rage within three sentences? Nico says dryly, and Tholme snorts. Dooku is a Sith. I have no mercy for a man who would conquer worlds and sell the occupants into slavery, Tholme. He has burned every last bridge that ever may have existed, and you know it. You knew it before you chased me out like some one-night stand bought cheap. I believe I'm far too old to have these sorts of accusations thrown at me, Tholme tries, But when Nico tips his head and gives him a narrow look, he relents with a huff. "Very well. I sincerely apologize for making you feel as if you were a low-rent prostitute, Nico." "I'm getting that engraved," Nico warns him. But when Tholm kisses his forehead, he leans into it with a sigh, closing his eyes. "I'm going to hang it on our wall for everyone to see." "I'll buy the frame," Tholm promises, and helps him to his feet. The end. Pass Dooku/Niku. Niku every time.